You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
And these are some of the Michigan Wolverines headlines from MLive.com this week. Please listen to our full podcast episodes as well, where we have unscripted, in-depth conversations about the Wolverines. On to the headlines.
Jim Harbaugh is defending his former coach and mentor, claiming that both Shem Mechler would have never ignored claims of sexual assault involving student-athletes at the University of Michigan. The Michigan football head coach spoke to a group of reporters Thursday at Ferris State University, the first time Harbaugh has spoken publicly since Washington, D.C. law firm WilmerHale released a 240-page report on May 11th that included allegations that Shem Mechler was alerted to inappropriate behavior involving the former athletic department physician Robert E. Anderson. Harbaugh was asked by a reporter about the University of Michigan addressing Shem Mechler's legacy moving forward. Harbaugh grew up in Ann Arbor, while his father, Jack, was an assistant on Shem Mechler's staff at Michigan, and Harbaugh later played for Shem Mechler at Michigan from 1982 to 1986. "Well, I can tell you this," Harbaugh said. "Bo Shem Mechler, there was nothing that I saw during the time I was a kid here, my dad was on the staff, or when I played here. He never sat on anything." The report, commissioned and paid for by the school, detailed more than 30 years of sexual abuse by Anderson. It also included that university officials, including Shem Mechler, were made aware of the abuse and did little, if anything, to stop it. Michigan school officials and its Board of Regents have already apologized, quote, "for the pain caused by the failures of our beloved university," end quote, and remained in litigation with hundreds of alleged victims. "He never procrastinated anything," Harbaugh said of Shem Mechler. "I mean, he took care of it before the sun went down. That's the Bo Shem Mechler that I know. Nothing was ever swept under the rug or ignored. He addressed everything in a timely fashion. That's the Bo Shem Mechler that I know."
After 14 long months, the NCAA lifted its restrictions on in-person recruiting, put in place because of COVID-19, opening the doors, literally, for recruits to visit college campuses. The Michigan men's basketball program will take advantage, with several top prospects scheduled to visit this month. Forward Ty Rogers from nearby Grand Blanc, point guards Jaden Bradley, Seth Trimble, and Doug McDaniel, and center Donovan Klingon are among those who reportedly booked official visits. All are ranked in the top 80 in the 2022 class. Three are in the top 50, including Bradley, who's number 7. Official visits mean commitments are likely not far away. Michigan, which has the number 1 class in the country coming in this year, doesn't have any commitments yet for 2022. That could change soon.
A linebacker on the Michigan football team who started a nearby high school for a newly hired assistant appears ready to transfer. Cornell Wheeler, a sophomore linebacker from West Bloomfield, who didn't play a snap last fall, entered his name into the NCAA transfer portal this week, a team spokesman confirmed to MLive on Wednesday. A reason for Wheeler's decision was not immediately known. He has not addressed the move publicly, nor did he return a message seeking comment. But Wheeler was a standout at West Bloomfield High School under Ron Bellamy, who left his job in January to join the Michigan coaching staff. And while Bellamy doesn't preside over the linebackers, he was brought on to help forge a cohesive culture and help bridge the gap between players and staff. Wheeler is now the 16th scholarship player from Michigan to enter the transfer portal since the season ended.
With months to think about it, Hunter Dickinson took until the final days to make a decision regarding the NBA draft. That's because it was a difficult one to make. "The decision for me to enter the draft was a really tough one for me because I think it was two great situations to either stay in college for another year or to try to enter the NBA and become a professional athlete," Dickinson said. "Both decisions were decisions I was okay with. That's why it took me so long." The 7'1" center and Big Ten freshman of the year settled on declaring for the draft, but said the window is definitely open to stay at Michigan, which is why he hired an NCAA-certified agent, thus retaining his college eligibility. Asked what will determine his final decision, Dickinson said he'd prefer to be a first-round draft pick. Of course, he has to decide before the draft. If Dickinson stays at Michigan, he'll be the potential Big Ten preseason player of the year. If he leaves, Michigan will have a big hole to fill. Read those stories and more on MLive.com/Wolverines.